Good morning. That same high pressure center, which has been dominating our weather for the past couple of days with brilliant sunshine, will hold on again today. With the high, though, sliding through New England and off the Atlantic coast, we'll have a return south to southwesterly wind flow, so the humidity will be up a bit. It'll still be in the comfortable range, and with that strong sunshine, temperatures today will climb through the 60s and 70s and on average into the lower 80s. A little bit of convergence along the Catskill Mountains in the mid and lower Hudson Valley could ignite one, perhaps two thunderstorms today, but these will be widely scattered and isolated, so most of us, by and large, will stay dry. Temperatures tonight will drop back down through the 60s and into the upper 50s to around 60 for overnight lows with partly cloudy skies. And this will set us up for a warm weekend as the southwesterly wind flow behind that high pressure center continues to push in even warmer and more humid air. Readings will soar into the middle 80s and even some upper 80s by the end of the weekend. Now, once again, with weak disturbances passing through from time to time, we'll see just the outside chance of a widely scattered thunderstorm over the course of the weekend and even into the early part of the week on Monday. Otherwise, Monday will be warm and humid also, with a mix of hazy sun and clouds and highs in the upper 80s. A weak front will head our way through the midweek period next week, so we'll keep a chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the forecast for the period Tuesday through Thursday, with highs generally in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the north central high plains to the upper Mississippi Valley. Upper 60s dew points will reside along a frontal zone over eastern South Dakota and Nebraska, while upslope east-northeasterly flow aids in maintaining 40s and 50s dew points over the north central high plains. Sharply falling temperatures with height will once again be present across the region, which will contribute towards strong to extreme instability from the Dakotas into Nebraska. These factors, combined with wind profiles that veer from east-southeasterly in the low levels to southwesterly in the mid-levels, will aid in supercell development with a risk for very large hail. A mesoscale convective system is expected to develop on the tail end of this system toward evening and provide a wind damage threat heading toward the east overnight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bermuda overnight at 6:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Minneapolis, Minnesota at 4:50 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, we have 90 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies, and 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny with just an isolated thunderstorm in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday 79 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 64, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 5.40 inches, which is 2.82 inches above normal. And 20.14 inches for the year, which is 2.78 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 97, set in 1938. The record low, 41, in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s, in the 70s across the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 60. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon, but mainly dry with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with just the outside risk of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and more humid with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the lower to mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, continued warm and increasing humidity. Again, the outside chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the middle to upper 80s. An isolated thunderstorm possible on Monday, otherwise warm and humid, partly sunny in the upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for the period Tuesday through Thursday, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible through midweek with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.